Hello, children. Now, this is a story of a very brave girl called Malala Yousafzai, who is a great activist for girls' education. When little Malala was born, her father was very sure that she should have every opportunity that the world has to offer. Malala knew education was important and precious, and she couldn't wait to grow up and discover all the talents. Her mother never had a chance to learn how to read and write, but Malala hoped her life would be different. She wanted to prove to the world that girls can have big dreams too. When Malala was 10, a violent group called the Taliban took control of the beautiful valley in Pakistan where she lived. They banned music, television, flying kites, dancing, and most devastating of all, girls were stopped from going to school. The Taliban thought girls should get married, cover their bodies from head to toe, and never leave the house without their husband, brother, or father. Malala was horrified. Even though she was afraid, she decided to stand up for what she believed was important and right. On television and online, Malala and her friends spoke out against the crimes of denying girls an education. For the Taliban, that was nothing scarier than the little girl who spoke up bravely. They shot Malala and two of her friends on the bus home while returning from school, leaving Malala badly injured. When Malala woke up, it was in the hospital in England, far away from a beautiful home in the valley in Pakistan. But Malala got better and stronger and louder. Nothing would stop her from campaigning for girls' right to education. This time, the whole world listened. She spoke everywhere, from White House to refugee camps, and became the youngest person ever to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. With her father's help, she created a foundation to improve girls' lives and their own education. And today, as she has graduated and achieved her dream, she continues to fight for children's right to a better future, big and bright, like their dreams.